looked closely then, since you already knew so much about vaccines, what is your perspective on what they're trying to now get 6-month-olds vaccinated for COVID?
Well, folks, you just have to realize that there is no vaccine for COVID. This is a shot with messenger RNA that gets incorporated into your cells and turns your cells into a toxin manufacturing factory. The spike protein, you start making the toxin. It was a lie when they said, oh, we're going to inject it in the muscle and it'll just stay in your muscle. It does not. They're finding spike proteins all over the body in the bloodstream, and it's causing massive problems. Immune system dysfunction is going to be the biggest problem. So when your immune system gets shut down, you develop cancers and more infections. So we're going to see that. I'm already seeing ads for, oh, did you know 1 in 3 people have shingles? What? I've seen a handful of cases of shingles in my 35 years. Shingles is a rare
Right.
disease when your immune system's not working. Well, they are preparing the population of COVID-jabbed people to accept shingles as normal. That's just one thing. You're going to have cancers. You're going to have all sorts of infections. What do we do about those? Well, cancer, autoimmune disease, which is the other biggie that takes time. That's the other problem. We're not going to see the disaster play out fully for probably a few years. It takes a while for autoimmunity to develop. How do we, mainstream medicine, how do they treat autoimmunity? You use immunosuppressants. And this is the number one moneymaker in the world is immunosuppressants. Well, until the COVID jab, I think they might have surpassed them in 1 year. But number one moneymaker was immunosuppressants. When you suppress the immune system, you get cancer and infections. Number two moneymaker was the cancer drug therapy world. And what caused the problem to begin with? Number three moneymaker, the vaccines themselves. So you are being turned into human ATM machines for big business who will only profit the sicker we get. So more and more people are on chronic medications because without them, they would die. And if you have diabetes and you don't have your insulin, you're dead.